On the top of the Amid again, on the Aleph. But it's important, it's easy Amid, but just to recap what we saw yesterday, this will be, it's really a hemshech to whatever we saw yesterday. The Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, the Machlek is a Buddha and the Rabbanon. If you go, the Machlek is a Buddha and the Rabbanon, if when you boil Mizana with your mother, if you get two lav, do you get a lav of Eishes Av, your father's wife, and another lav of your mother? So the Tanakam Chacham say you get two, and the Buddha says no, you only get one. You only chayv out your mother, and not out your father's wife. So the Gemara had a whole shek of a tayy, where's the Buddha get it from? And then the Gemara ended off with a pasuk as follows. The pasuk says, Eves Avicha, ve'eves Imcha leisigala, Imcha hi. So Avicha, at first the Gemara wanted to say that Avicha, and then Imcha, Eves Avicha means Eishes Av, your father's wife, not your father, and Imcha means your mother. And then, so the Gemara had a question, and the other Pasuk, Eves Avicha, the Gemara had a question, Bekitza, that it comes out that when you Mizana with your mother, you're not getting anything, not Eishes Avicha, not Eishes Imcha. So the Gemara said, no, that Eves Avicha is going on Eishes Avicha, and Sai if it's your mother, Sai if it's not your mother. And then it says Eves Imcha when it's only your mother. And then Imcha Hi is coming to teach you that when I go back to the original word of Eves Avicha, which was Eishes Avicha, you're going to be Chayiv only out Imcha. When it's only your mother, you're going to be Chayiv only out Imcha. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. So there were three things. It said the Pasuk, and the next Pasuk we dash for other things, like we'll see in today's Gemara. But there were three words. There was Eves Avicha on the same Pasuk, Eves Imecha, and then Imcha Hi. So Eves Avicha was Eishes Av. Eves Imecha was, Imcha was your mother. And then Imcha Hi is going back to Eishes Av, that when it's your father's wife and your mother, you only get out Imcha. So now, that was Rava. Zok Gemara Tani Kavasi de Rava. We're bringing a Raya to Rava. From a different Pasuk totally. What? The top of the Amid. First word. Ish Prat Lekot. It says in Pasuk, Isha Sheyiskav as Eishes Aviv. That means a child is being Mizana with his father's wife. So Ish is Prat Lekot. The child that does it, a young child that does it, is not included in this Misa. Asheyiskav as Eishes Aviv. The next words say that you Mizana with your father's wife. Mashma bein eishes aviv sheima. Say if it's your father's wife who's your mother. Bein eishes aviv sheima, not your mother, your stepmother. That's the next. Now, imai shein eishes aviv minayin. How do you know that if you're mezana with your mother and she's not your father's wife, how's that possible? Your mother, but it's not your father's wife, is if you never married her, kedusha is not typhus. Honest, whatever we're talking about, how do you know that you're also included in this Misa? Tamalay me'eves aviv gila. The end of the pasuk says, in that same pasuk, if you look on the side, it says, eves aviv gila. Mufna, it's open to dash in something. Lahakish, v'ladun, mimenu gzeya shava. It's there to teach you gzeya shava, and we'll explain later on more what gzeya shava is. But over there, Eves Aviv Gila, the Eva of your father, which means your mother, and even though she's not married to your father. Okay. The next words of the Pasuk is, Mais Yumasu. He'll get killed. What type of killing? Beskila. Stoning him. Atayim Beskila Einela Ba'achas Mikol Mises Amuriz B'tayah. Maybe any other Mises. How do you know? Dafka Skila. Nema kad the man bum. The end of the pasuk says, "My smotch name the man bum." V'nema ba'ovi yadayni the man bum. It says in ovi yadayni the man bum. Mala halo beskila, just like ba'ovi yadayni. That was kishif. Iskila, avkam beskila, which we knew from earlier. And when it says "My smotch the man bum," it means skila. Okay. So here we're discussing. So far we discussed your mother and your father's wife, you get skila, and yeah. So this was in Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf. So this was an einish, shamanu. Azar minayin, everything in the Torah, you need an einish, you need a punishment, and you need the azara, the warning to the punishment. So how do you know the warning? Kamalayma, it says a different pasuk. The pasuk which we spoke about yesterday was Erves Avicha, Lai Sigala. Erves Avicha, Lai Sigala.
When we spoke about yesterday, was the Misa. That was the Azar. That's what it comes down now.
It's not your father. It's not being Mazana with your father. It's being Mazana with your father's wife. You're going to tell me it's your father's wife. Maybe it means being mezana with your father. So we say, it says over here in the second pasuk, and the pasuk earlier that we, in this amit, it says, Eves Aviv Gila.
By the Misu, by the Einish,
right? You get, it's talking about a woman.
Does it make sense that the Misu comes after the Azara?
The Azara comes
before?
Yeah.
Isha just means marriage? Yeah, Isha just means a woman.
Right, so
saying
for carrot, now it's coming out.
Isha just means a woman. So how do you know over there means a woman?
What?
How do you know over there it means a woman?
Because we had the drasha earlier. We broke it down earlier.
Erbes Aviv?
We were Marba Imar Shein Arishas Aviv.
Right.
So that's how we know it's a woman.
It says in that pasuk, the Isha Sheyishka Aves Eishas Aviv. Exactly. So we said before, Mufnele Hakish Ladin Man Exeh Shom. So it was open to teaching Zayah Shavah. So that's exactly what we're doing right now. Umashma, that's mashma, bein eshes aviv, she imay, your father's wife who's your mother, bein eshes aviv she ain't imay, or your father's wife who's not your mother. Fine. Now imay she ain't eshes aviv minayin, your mother who's not your father's wife, how do you know for a hazara? Talmud Laima, the pasuk teaches you, Evas imcha lay sigale. Ain, so it says Evas imcha ainli ella bazara. She also a kas of imai. She ain't a ishes aviv ki imai. By the azara over there, that's that pasuk that we looked yesterday. Over there, the pasuk says imai, which is not your father's wife, has been like imai. Imai she ishes aviv einish minayin. How do you know that the guy with the einish also? There's an einish for your mother, who's not eshes aviv. Nema kan eves avicha. That's what the Gzei Shav is going to help you. Leisigalav and nema la'alon eves aviv gila. So ma'azar, just like b'dazar, osa akasav imay she'ene eshes aviv. The pasuk said that your mother, who's not your father's wife, ki imay she eshes aviv, has the same din as your mother, who is your father's wife. I'm einish. So too, by the punishment we made your mother, who's not your father's wife, like your mother's your father's wife. So it told us that your mother, what does your mother mean? What does your mother include? Any type of your mother, which is your father's wife, even if it's not your father's wife.
Is your father's wife a reason, a greater chumra than a mother alone? You know, greater aver. How do we view it? Is there any form of kavachemer that could be made over here? If anything, which one is worse? If anything, it should be worse when it's your father's wife because it's both, because it's two averes.
When it's your mother and your father's wife, yes.
That should be etzim be worse.
Yes,
that would be this far.
100%.
And we're trying to figure out a way if I care.
A mother that's alone. Not your father's wife.
That's right. So you just can't use kavachemer because.
Right. Anyways, we'll see. Lav dafki use anyways a kavachemer because ein anshim adim. But. So this was all the limud for Rabbi Yehuda. So this was all the rayas to Rava, how we touched the pasuk, the Erves Avicha. Rava was mechadish that pasuk eves avicha doesn't mean your father; it means your father's wife.
That's mufna.
Right, exactly. So that's it looks complicated, but it's really very simple. Maybe, yeah. Okay. Zakhtu ma'avaita. It says imchai. The end of that pasuk that we learned yesterday. It says eves avicha, the eves imecha imchai. What's that teaching you? Misham ima his mamash Rabbi Yehuda's din. Misham ima hat mechayvay, miyat mechayv misham eshes av. That was Rabbi Yehuda telling you that you chayev for your mother, and you're not going to be chayev too for your mother and your father's wife. Okay. Ve'abana. And the Abana. They learn that you chayev too. So they have to obviously learn the pasuk. Right, the Abana now, Mishnah said, if you mezana with your mother, who is married to your father, you chayev too. So they have to learn the whole Gemara, the whole pasuk different. It's like this. Eves avicha was never speaking about Eshes Av. It was talking about your father. You mezana with your father. Mamish. Mishkev Zachar. Okay? It's affecting your mother. But anyways, 1 second. So Eshes Av, your father's wife, is not, the pasuk is not talking about it at all. So therefore, imcha, the end of the pasuk, is not coming to be mayat, like of Yehuda. Again, there are three things
back
on Eshes Av to tell you that you only chayev one. Like of Yehuda, eves avicha, eves imecha, imchai. Imchai was going back on eves avicha to Eshes Av, that when you mezanim with your mother, who is your father's wife, you only chayev one. Like Abanan, there's no such thing. Eves avicha was talking about literally your father. In fact, the Gemara, ha'im ve'ezacha nafka. Your father, you know already from Ezacha, a different pasuk, a third pasuk. Like the mother,
maybe Dafka, when it's is not talking about a father.
Right. So if you chayiv, if you mezana with any zacha, so your father's not excluded.
Right, but we had earlier that maybe the reasoning why. I mean, we
no,
so then I can say the same thing about Emcha also.
Why? That'd be mezana with someone else.
No, how could you tell me Emcha? There was a svar to say that Emcha is not going to be chayiv because maybe because of my. The Gemara had
because
earlier.
Was, my,
right.
Right. Okay.
Well, how could you even have such a havamina? If every person is mezana,
that's the Gemara said you can't have such a havamina.
No, but you couldn't. Then the question's not a question. The Gemara had a question. Right? I forgot exactly the Joshua, but if you're going both ways,
it can be Emcha, it can be Eshes Av.
Why would I ever have such a havamina? Once you mezana with somebody, shloike hilch. Once you
no problem.
It wasn't the
happening
though.
Why is it
no
problem? Are you saying it's not chayv skilah?
It wasn't the happening either. The Gemara just said the lashon tamei. You can't.
That the svara wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So it's affecting Gemara that you know that you're not allowed to be mezana with your father because he's a regular zacha, and you're not allowed to be mishkev zacha. So Gemara, no, the chayv shtayim.
Mishkev zacha has more of an aver than any other bia because they're be'etzim
skilah.
No, but more than that, but every other matter, but etzim, there's nothing wrong.
Right. Ukir Rav Yehuda. Like we say, Yehuda, Ham Rav Yehuda, Nachri, a Gentile, Habal Aviv, that's Mezana with his father, Chayiv Shtayin. He's Chayiv too. Habal Alachi Aviv, if you're Mezana with your uncle, your father's brother, Chayiv Shtayin, also too. Because it says, this Rav Yehuda said that when you mezana with your father, a Gentile that's mezana with his father, his chayef too, be Yisrael, b'shagigu v'kav. It's only to him at a yid, not a guy. He said a guy, but it's a mistake. V'haydu kama nachri, we don't want to say a Jew is being mezana with his father. It doesn't sound right. So we said a Gentile. But really, could you kill him twice?
Why by
a Yid? A guy, if he does it by mistake, he's chayev misa.
By a Yid,
the shaygi chayev chatas. So by a Yid, you could say, you chayev too.
Right,
because let's say you did it by mistake, you'll bring two kabbanas.
Meaning there's enough kamina, by a goat there's enough kamina.
Right, by a Gentile, you can't kill him twice.
Right. But in this, how do you do it inadvertently that you don't know? Like,
Maybe he didn't know it was your father.
Oh, you spoke about that. No.
He was sleeping.
He was sleeping.
How do you do, Mishka Zachar?
Oh.
Why not?
Mishka Zachar?
You didn't know it was alive? No, you didn't know anything. If you don't know it's alive, you don't know anything about it. Okay.
But then you have to be warned anyways. No?
That's... A guy doesn't. A guy doesn't. He's
good. No, a goy, not a goy. That's
what.
So, like, if you do it inadvertently, so how do you?
Because you chayav chatas. If there's no azar, you're still chayav chatas, right? Yeah. Because it's only the carbon, not for the misa. The misa, everybody.
That's exactly what I was saying. Because it'll be the misa, you can't die
anyways,
twice.
Right. No, so, or come the midrabbanit to know which misa to give him.
Right, but if we have 2 months.
Right.
No, so the shayla really is like, can't you say that it doesn't mean it means something to get it to us? How can't you say that Lamaisa, you want to know in B'day Shemayim, what are you going to get punished for? But it's not going to get it to us. Who cares for us so much?
No, but B'day Shemayim, you can get to the equivalent.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the problem?
By the numbers?
It just means that... No, by Yiddin, whatever, anything. Okay.
The problem is when you give him one use of the bezels, and that's true,
everything.
Everything.
Okay. Tayin Ami, we learned in B'raisa just like this. Habal Aviv. Someone who's mezana with his father, chayiv shtayim. It's chayiv two, like we just said. Habal achi aviv. If you mezana with your father's brother, chayiv shtayim, chayiv two. Ikedami. Some say this is the like Reb Yehuda. This is not like Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. Ikedami, because Reb Yehuda says by your mother, you only chayiv one. So two, and Reb Yehuda never said eres avicha. He asked an Erev Sevicha for your father's wife, not your father. So you only have one. Only says one pasuk. Vekidami afil tem Reb Yehuda. Even Reb Yehuda would be included in this. Where does he have two psukim to be mechayev you twice? Umaisla bekavachayme meachiyav. He learns it out of bekavachayme from your father's brother. Umaachiyav. Your father's brother, why do you get two? The kuv the avivu. Because he's related to your father, and still chayiv shtayim. Aviv like kolishke, your father definitely should be chayiv too.
Are we just talking about only carbon? Like, what's the more going to say about onshim and atin? Talking about carbon.
We didn't get to anything. You jumped to God. So the ma'avik kamiflegi the plukta the ba'avir up. So there's an argument. So it's machleik is if Reb Yehuda, you'll get two for being mezana with your father or what?
So at this point, I know mekav chomer that you're going to get two with your father according. To Reb Yehuda.
Yeah. The Ba'i of Rava, it's Masava, Ein Shem Adin, we had this a lot in Marcus. Could you get punished from a Kavach Chaimah? Well, Masava, Ein Shem Adin, you don't get punished.
Over here, you can't get two Mises anyway, so Tommy, look at carbon. Carbon, there's no
But the Musik, you're getting two Mises. You're not going to get it, literally.
You're Chayiv, two Mises.
Chayiv, two Mises, you're not going to get it.
Yeah. So you mean if you only have one, you can only bring one carbon? If you say an onshim raden, you can only bring one carbon.
No, but let's say forget. Let's say in one. Let's say you have echitim, so you would get different mises. So you would need to know which one to give him.
Zogdimah ve'abana, azar leishis avim menala. We just said ve'abana. Don't use the pasuk eves avicha for eishis avicha was only Rabbi Yehuda. So where did they know azar? We know einish from the pasuk in. But the yesterday's pasuk they don't have, so how do they know anything about Eishes Aviv for Azara? So tomorrow Nafkalu Me'evis Eishes Avicha Loi Segala. That's from the pasuk of Evis Eishes Avicha.
This is the first time we have this pasuk, no?
Yeah.
Where was it till now? No.
What do you want to know?
No,
we're going to see Reb Yehuda. Obi Bayalei, Lazar Lei Shesavav Lachamisa. That's coming to teach you. We saw that in Rashi, that it's going to teach you for Achamisa, you still chayiv for Eishesav. V'Rabbanan, how did Rabbanan know that? Who is saying for the Kron Afka? That's you know that from the end of the pasuk it says Eves Avicha Hi. So that's teaching you even after your father died, you still are meshubed. You still us at your father's wife. Yeah. The Reb Yehuda.
I don't know.
Yeah.
End of that pasuk just to extend.
Do what you want, what?
That it extend. Yeah, it seems extending it. Like, doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Don't try to figure out the. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like it jives. I don't know what other word to use.
I don't know what the word means, so it's okay.
It doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit. Yeah.
It doesn't fit that all the Rabbanim.
That's why, you know, you sometimes you wonder, like, the Tzedukim, were they nuts? You know what Tzedukim were? They just believed in what it says. They didn't believe in anything else.
Yeah, the
Sadducees,
yeah.
Right, they didn't believe, because
look,
you really have to believe in the Chachamim to believe in this. If you don't believe in the Chachamim, you're just like, you took this, you
tefillin,
okay, it says Bein Enach, it says over here, and they said, no, it means here. Like, well, who are you? What are you doing? Saying, we believe in that. That's
no, I understand what they have, but it's an interesting thing. But then Rabbi Yehuda says this, what he didn't have, like.
Yeah, it's true. But every word we learn, we get tzcha.
I understand, but then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't pull that.
Okay, so now Rabbi Yehuda, hold me by a leg. Mishum eishes avat, mechayvet, mechayvet, mishum eishes ish. This is what we saw yesterday in Rashi. To teach you on all this, that maybe you should be chayv a third lav. When you mezana with your mother, who's your father's wife, you should be chayiv al eshes ish. She's married. So every married woman, you get also a iser. So therefore, it's telling you that you're not chayiv al eshes ish.
To any married woman.
She's a regular married woman. Forget being your mother, forget being your father's wife. So any married woman that you're mezana with.
So he pulls out from your father's nakedness. This is what he pulls out.
That just your father's wife and not because of marriage.
That really doesn't fit.
Okay.
You're also doing the same thing by.
But once you were saying this already, it goes back, makes the kasha stronger earlier. The Gemara is kasha hazachar le'sushkav. So obviously, you see that you do generalize. Once you say, but they're just like any other case of a zachar le'sushkav. So I can say if I have a father also. So why taka shouldn't I say over here that you should get a third misa because Eishes ish? You can't take it out of the pashtus, right? There's a pashtus. I mean, by default, she's an Eishes ish, that's for sure.
Right.
Now you're just adding on. Now there's also a mother, it's also an Erva Savicha. Why shouldn't it be? Why Taka shouldn't it be Eishes ish? A third
Misa. It's under meat. It's under meat. Erva Savicha. You're only going to get Chayiv at Erva Savicha, not Eishes ish. Ve'timava, Anantanan, Haba Eishes ish. The Mishnah by us says, if you are Mezana with your father's wife, Chayiv ala Mishom Eishes ish, Mishom Eishes ish, Yichayev Sayot, your father's wife. Sayot Eishes Ish. Bein Bechayev Ovid. Standard Mishnah. Bein Lachamis itself. Well, they probably get Yehuda. Yichayev Al Eishes Ish.
And we don't see
Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the Mishnah. You see the Yochayev Al Eishes Ish. I'm going to buy no. Palak Bebraisa. In the Mishnah, it's not clear, but in the Braisa, he does argue. Zog Gemara Vait. Ve'abonon Oynish De'eshes Ovid Lachamis Menalu. How do you know that you get punished for Eishes Aviv, the wife of your father, after
he dies?
He dies. That means after your father dies, so maybe
when
it's not your wife of your father anymore. She's dover with. She can marry someone else. Zak the Gemara, Bishleim Reb Yehuda, Ma'aseh of Gzeis Shav. Reb Yehuda learned it out of Gzeis Shav that even afterwards, that was what we learned before earlier. But El Rabbanim and Aluhu, Rabbanim don't make the Gzeis Shava. Like we said, they use it for something else. Amalah, Amilach, who Eves Aviv Gila, this Eves Aviv Gila, the Mapik Rabbi Yehuda Gzeis Shava, Rabbi Yehuda uses it. The words Eves Aviv Gzeis Shava, Map Gila Inu La'inish, the Eishes Aviv La'chamisa, that they're going to use for punishment. They're going to use those words. So I'm sure Archkol has the whole.
No.
Oh, they have the whole. Okay, so we'll test you on that afterwards.
Yeah, they have the whole thing. No, it's just interesting.
Without looking in.
No. I'm not telling you. I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying again, we're using the same pasuk, like the same.
Yeah.
For
the Rabbanon. So the Ma'aseh Rabbanon.
It's a very powerful packed phrase.
Yeah. Einish le'imai she'ein aishes avim menalu, a punishment for a mother that's not your father's wife. How do they know?
Why do you need a punishment? Why do you need another pasuk to tell you punishment?
Because every pasuk needs. Oh yeah, why?
Why do you need another?
Lachem is a could be that you lose the connection.
But once you are at the Azhar, so we.
And actually,
You could ask for every Erev. How come by every Erev? You don't need to ask for Pasuk, the Lach HaMisa. No, the lot of Erevs are Tali and Ishas.
Tell me which, and we'll see if we don't have. Maybe we do. Maybe we'll get in a few blats. So how do they have Einish? Over there, the Torah was megala to you that Imai, that is not married to your father, has a din like Eishes Aviv. So therefore, any Imai, which is not your father's wife, that was a gilui on what Imai means. And once that's what Imai means, Yichayev, the Einish is the same thing.
I thought Achas Isha was the only one that was Lachem Mitzvah that was Mutar.
Achas Isha was
No, that's Mutar Lachem Mitzvah. Right, that's the only one. Isn't that the only one? They didn't say any Ramas, the only one is Mutar Lachem
Mitzvah. Okay, no, so.
So everyone else, Lachem
Mitzvah. Oh, okay, maybe for me, go for me.
This is
good.
This is his real mother? Yeah.
I just want to tell you, for Kat, right. No, Mark was bringing out, look how much we're making condensing in one passing. So the cash is greater. So Vayaka Pekude, we went and was so. That means everything in the Torah has the same thing. We just don't know it. This helps you, Joshua, for tonight. He have a whole blat trying to explain three words in the whole Torah, right? And that's every single word in the Torah is the same thing. We just don't understand it, but that's every single.
But it's the word choices. It's like, it doesn't.
The Rebbe saying
like
is amkus in every word.
Amkus in every single word.
Yeah, no,
he has to speak tonight.
And then that's only there for marriage. And we don't have a separate pasuk to tell you lachem yisur. It's the last lachem yisur.
What?
An end.
Oh, an end.
Why is there lachem yisur?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I could go.
Let's first get what we have before we have an extra. Yeah, okay. Zakti ma'avaita. Habal kalosai. The Mishnah said, if you mezana with your daughter-in-law, okay? So what did the Mishnah say? What do you chayev on? You chayev two. One for your daughter-in-law and one that she's married to someone. So she's a married woman. Why aren't you chayev also? Because she's the husband of your son.
We did say that. You said that.
No. We said daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law, it's not because...
What, you have a separate pasuk that tells you that?
Yeah. look at Rashi. Rashi brings a pasuk. You can look in the Sardar Gemara also. The pasuk says three. It says, Eves kalascha, leisigala, eishes bin chayi.
Why does the Torah tell you that?
Yeah. The Torah says she's your daughter-in-law and she's the husband of your son.
I mean, how else could she be your daughter-in-law?
She's the daughter of your son.
Husband of your son.
The husband of the son.
The wife of the son.
The wife, yeah.
Not the daughter, yeah.
Meaning, how else could she be the husband?
Yeah.
We both said wrong.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Two wrong, someone's right, yeah.
Right, so we made it right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you should be chayiv out. The third thing. I'm Abaya. Pasach hakasav b'kalasai. The Torah starts with kalasai, your daughter-in-law. V'sayim b'eshes b'nai. And then it says, your wife's son. To tell you who's kalasa, eshes benai.
So let him not use the word kalasa at all. Let him just say eshes benai.
Yeah. What kind of territory is that?
So let him not say the word kalasa at all in Torah.
Good question.
This is
a very good question. A man's asking a bunch of the question. Skip the word kalasa. You say, let's say we say a funny word, and we say, oh, by the way, that means your daughter's, your son's wife. And don't say daughter-in-law. Okay, you skip that word and just say if you mezana with your son's wife, you get misa.
Right, right, right. But here they're just saying it's equally the same. So now if you're making it equally the same, why say it twice? Because every time it says something twice and they say it differently, we derive something else differently.
So Rashi and Tosis are bothered with this question. So Rashi says it's coming to teach you lachem misa.
No, that the word he in the pasuk.
Behind the heart of a kasei. L'chayev ala af l'achamisa. Rashi right before the Mishnah.
Okay. If you finish the Rashi, it explains it.
Okay, yeah.
It says that it's...